The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
And our theme for October had been a command to leave it. And October has been a month of a fresh start. And beloved, we are gathered here to cross over from a fresh start from the command to leave it. We are to live our dreams. That is the meaning. In October, we were to live what we believe. We were to live our testimony. We were to live our dreams. And how do you live in it? You live in it by your confessions and by your actions. You live in your dream by your confessions and your actions. There is something the Lord has been dealing with me since last week. That whatever you desire to be, already you are. In Christ, you are. And sometimes when the Lord is revealing these things to me, you know, some of us who have studied a little theology, that's why sometimes too much theology is not good. You end up becoming something else. Then your mind is making you in some way. I want to ask you a question. Listen to me. I say, what God said you are, already you are. You don't believe it. You know, yes, you are responding because you need to respond. No, it's a response of faith, and it's good. But you don't understand it. Like Mr. Ajano is sitting looking at me, the way he's looking at me. I can tell you that he really wants to understand what I'm saying. The truth is that what God says you are, it is not now you are going to be. In Christ, already you are. You see, Christians, let me tell you, this is our problem. Look, you don't know who you are. In Christ, you are a superior human being. There is no human being like you. The Bible says that in Christ, you are a new creation. A new creation. That is it all. Where is it? Is it in 1 Corinthians 5:17 or 2 Corinthians? Is it 1st or 2nd Corinthians? It's 5:17. New creation. It's what? It's 1 Corinthians 5:17. The Bible says that you are a new creation.
Naturally, sir, we are a body of fro.
Who believes that you are a new creation?
Why not give say we are a body of fro?
I know that if you don't raise your hand, I will accuse you of unbelief. So automatically you need to raise your hand. But I can tell you that you don't understand it. You don't know the way God was dealing with me since last Saturday about this particular thing. And you know what the Lord used to conquer me? He said, the moment
a woman misses a period. What do we see?
And then
she goes for a test.
Now,
and it shows that she's not pregnant.
Now, we
say she's hot, pregnant.
Now,
from the day that the test proved that she's pregnant, that thing inside there,
I didn't say her no.
What is it called?
And then inferno.
What is it called? Is it a baby? Are you sure? No, let's if you understand it, is he a baby or is now going to be a baby? Is he now going to be a baby? But it is a baby. When it has not yet formed, it is still a baby. When it is still a dot. Is he still a baby? Or is he now going to be a baby? That thing is called a baby. So the Bible says, what God says you are, the very day he says you are, already you are. And God was asking
me,
now, a woman.
Oba.
When did you start becoming a woman?
Abriben of Fiasibaya Oba.
When did your womanhood start?
And then Omaya no Fiasi Abriben.
Is it the day you were born?
Eyedaya
Uwa na. Before you became a woman.
Anabe Oba.
Or a man.
Anabe Ma.
Eh? 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 Let me go to these people.
If you have one, when you answer, say,
oh, no. These are you. Is it the day you were born? The day of what? The day of conception. So you see, in your mother's womb, you have the features of a woman. In your mother's womb, you have the features of a man. It is not now you are going to be a woman. It is after you have been born that you are going to be a woman or a man. Right in the womb, you are already a woman or a man. So let me tell you, the day you get born again, whatever the Bible says about you, already you are. When God used this to conquer
me,
look, let me tell you. When you are a millionaire right from the womb, you are a millionaire. Whatever God has made you, right in the womb, before you were born. What did he tell Jeremiah?
He
said, before you were born, I knew you. Whilst you were in your mother's womb, I set you aside. Look, you were not born before you became. I say you were not born before you became. Right from the time you were in your mother's womb, you were. I say to somebody here, already you are. Whether the devil likes it or not, what God says you are, no power can change it. What God says you are, no demon can change it. No witch can change it. No wizard can change it. What the Bible says you are, I say you are. 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 Look. You look, listen. Yesterday, after the 11th hour, this night, around
1:45
a.m., the teacher woke me up. He said, let's continue.
I said,
what you are.
I said,
and you will argue with me. Then he brought this baby thing in the womb. They started bringing many things. Then the Bible. Then I said, Lord. But why is it that you said you will be? He said, check the Bible. It is in the Old Testament that I always tell them, you will be. And when I say, you will be, I am talking about the new covenant. The Jesus that will come. But in Christ, you are. Then I said, but why is it that it doesn't happen? He said, that's where what you need to ask me. There are trainings. There are processes. Will you give your car key to your 5-year-old girl, 5-year-old son, even though what is yours is his or hers? I say no. There are processes. There are trainings. There are attacks. There are battles. Listen. Do you know why the enemy is fighting you? The Lord told me, I owe God an offering on Sunday. Do you know why the devil is attacking you? Do you know why your battles? There are so much battles. Let me tell you. Look, what Jesus said in John chapter 10.
Johanne hume tidu.
Verse 28 and 29. John chapter 10.
Johanne hume tidu.
Verse 28 and 29. Let's see.
My angel ohoy.
I give them eternal life. And they shall never perish. In fact, if it's your hard copy Bible, underline, they shall never perish.
Look,
the whole verse. No one.
Obi bi ni ho.
Say no one.
Obi ni ho.
Say no one.
Obi ni ho.
No one.
Obi ni ho.
Who snatch them?
Abe hi momo.
Out of my hand.
Efi mi nsemo.
Verse 29.
Did you mind you no come?
My father.
Meja.
Who has given them to me?
Oh, the omo ama me
no. Is greater than all.
Oh, so see wo nyina.
No one.
Obi ni ho.
Can snatch them out of my father's hand.
Efi mo efi meja nsemo.
Do you know how the word of God says to Satan? Immediately God releases the word. Do you know how the devil sees this? Out of bounds. Do you know Job's hedge? The hedge that God made around Job. When Satan was going around. And then got to Job. And then the father started confessing. I mean, there was a conversation about
Job.
And then Satan said, oh, but you have built a hedge
around, him,
around his family, his business, everything. If you like, remove the hedge. Do you know part of the hedge, what that hedge is? It's just a word. Out of bounds. And any time God speaks, it's not just a word. It's a living power. The devil cannot try it. Because he knows what will happen to him. Out of bounds. Look, when you are when you get to 37, you see sign. Military zone. No noise. You go to some offices. You see some doors. Out of bounds. Or some you see strictly out of bounds. Some you see staff only. You don't try. So that is how the word of God is. To Satan. He can't touch it.
Oh, to me, funny, Sanka.
So any word God speaks to you,
it's the or
about you,
and I'll come for honor.
Satan has nothing to do about it.
Satan only will she obey.
So let me tell you now.
It's my main country, Sabri.
Satan's fight.
Now Satan ni uncle.
A battle against you.
Ni ko uncle tiawo no.
It's not.
And yes, sir.
To stop God's word.
Obesi na miya samu kwayo.
For you.
Emma o.
He can't stop it.
Oti mi sini kwai.
But you know.
Na sunim.
He want to take your mind off.
Obeso you are dream fi ho.
He want to occupy you.
Obeso se un ma.
With problems.
Any or how.
So that your mind.
Se na wa dream.
Will be on problems.
Ebo wa so.
Difficulties. The things you are going through. He want to distract you.
Obeso ki wa dream.
Discourage you.
Obu wa bemo.
He want to discourage you.
Obeso bu wa bemo.
Distract you.
Not ki wa dream.
And delay you.
Na oma o ke chi.
That's all.
I don't know.
Because you know,
that's on him.
He didn't give you the word.
And you don't know, can't say something to you.
It's only the one
now, and you're over
who
to
spoke
me,
the word. He has power over that word.
What to me was
and
so,
Satan knows
now, Satan on him.
That he didn't speak.
And you don't know,
God the Father spoke.
Yeah, me, don't know, can't
he can't do anything about it.
Me,
but what he can do
now,
is on those to whom the word was given. He will take your mind off.
Obey you, Adrian, so.
Occupy you. With problems.
Anyhow,
with difficulties. He will raise people. Negative voices. Do you think you?
Now what do you say?
You too.
When so?
You see, you don't know sometimes when I get angry. As I'm speaking, you don't know what I'm seeing. You don't know the spirit that are following you. You see somebody just open the mouth. In the church. Say something. 1995.
Where
the wooden structure. At the car park there. Where the WCs are. That was the pulpit. So let me tell you, this WC is a power place. It has been a former pulpit. So when you enter there, you don't just free yourself, but you are also receiving revelation. No wonder people go there and they don't come out.
But
don't go and keep too long there. When we close, there is a way me I study people.
I see our crime by this question.
I will pick a character a week. I will study you from far when we close. I'm watching.
Nah,
the
your
way you are shaking
okay.
Hands.
Or
the way you didn't shake hands. I am watching you.
No, help. No,
then one time I will come close. Oh, how are you? I watch you far.
No, I'm here with you.
Then I come close.
No, I bear.
So I was picking one person a week.
Tonight, be your friend, Papa.
So when we close, I will be standing there.
Into your phone, no, you
and watching the people.
No,
the
no.
Way they are interacting.
Send our money.
Oh, this sister is so lively like that.
Oh, ni abesa en ahokika woni musa.
And always she's so sad. She's something.
Abibia
now oh, I see.
Oh, meho.
Then one time I will find time.
Entira kwame pembe
bi. Get closer.
No abeno.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, what is saying?
Where do you live?
Impanati.
Interact.
No, nini edi komo.
One day when we close.
Na clear point, you know.
I was standing there.
No,
and watching.
I know here.
Those days were about 120.
Many
of them were gone. Then I saw this sister.
I know who on your bay.
And one of our mothers.
And I am a minimum backup.
She's no more alive.
Now Sabri on Tiasi.
We buried her a few years ago.
And fear can create to me.
We
have
buried some mothers, so you don't know who I'm talking about.
Yes, see, and I know maybe doing your work and fun.
And I saw this mother.
I know who Sam I mean.
I don't know what they were talking.
You
know, those days, there was a door at the back.
And
two doors at the side like this.
So
the one at the back, they came out. So as they were talking, this mother said, by you,
now
you think you will marry?
Who
will marry you?
One never
oh, you who will marry you?
Oh, who, one never
nobody will marry you.
Obi,
that mother was saying it and going.
Now all cannot call. I saw Kedia Gravy, sir.
So when she was gone,
into all call next, you know.
I called the sister.
And I'm from nearby.
I said, you are laughing.
I say, how was it?
You think those words are ordinary words?
In the
witchcraft camp.
Now I will be
how they cast spells.
Sana waka in some food and some
spell is a word.
That
is release.
I yet demo.
And the spirit come to perform that way.
Now home no this has some number.
And you are there, you are here laughing.
And I would you not say?
I heard what she was telling you.
Meti na
o ka chodo. I don't know what you were. I don't know the direction. You will you marry?
Now we
marry. Who will marry you?
Who will
do this?
Who will be saying?
And you are laughing.
And I was saying,
Hey. Let me tell you.
Mami kanjo.
As I'm talking.
Sir, me no ka say.
1995.
I feel prima de okro enum no.
The sister is still not married.
Onyaba no eda so ti o wari e.
She's over 60 years.
When your bread you
see. She is still not married.
Agoha onya wari po ye.
Where's our power?
In some word to me.
You don't know sometimes when I boil.
Now, when you need to treat me, I'm a buy.
Let baby pastor has drunk lifting.
If you know, I'm going to lifting. Lifting, I have a
lifting.
I have been lifting. Oh.
Yes, it is true.
And Christ is lifting. I have a
when I take lifting 3 times, 4 times in a week.
Now, you must not forget to pay me. You must say, Nambia.
Don't play around me.
Hey, my friend, in your grow. Oh, Ben, I said, what to?
Don't play around me at all.
We didn't want to cry.
But it is not always lifting.
Now, I have been dancing at this, sir.
You got words.
If you say in some way,
therefore, listen to me.
Whatever
God says you are, you are not now going to be. Already you are.
Oh, yeah, Dada.
Look, this is why Satan is certainly asked for less.
The
devil will use people
to talk.
He will use people's experiences. Look, somebody was trying to do this.
And
so and so happened. And this and this and that. And you see, Satan also works through our foundations. These are the things that are settling us for less. That is why we need services like this. That's why as a child of God, listen to me. The word of God should be your foundation. And the Holy Spirit. Prayer. You are true.
Where we?
Mr. Ayanava Zanadedu. This was the man who edited my French book. God bless you. You are welcome. My editor. He's a French journalist. Senegal and all over the Francophone country. He's a great man. Most of our crossovers is here. Therefore, no matter what has happened, I am here to announce to you whether you believe it or not. Let me tell you, is there a woman here who doesn't believe that she's a woman?
Hello?
Is there any woman sitting down here?
Oh, baby, to her.
And you still don't believe that you are a woman.
I win this all your
hey. Is there anyone here?
Obi wasa na.
You are a man.
Oh, your bema.
And yet you still don't believe that
and
you are a man.
So win this all your bema.
Maybe somebody told you that you are not a man.
Obi ebi ano bi akaje so your bema.
And so you are believing it.
Into your bus and to what is asem lady.
Maybe your wife. I was passing somewhere when
I see no
a
job,
woman
baby.
Was insulting the husband.
Anna, oh baby, ayiye ni kuno.
When the man came out,
now, Papa, no.
I told the man,
that said, please watch.
He was wearing brown socks, one leg,
so,
black socks,
Papa,
one
leg.
See, confusion. The words, the words on the wife.
If you
hear those words,
now,
you two, when they are calling men,
now, once you are friend, man.
You say you are a man.
Once you say you are a man.
Look at you.
Channel.
You too, you are a man.
Once you are a man.
Maybe that time he was finding a shoe, something to wear.
If you are not a shoe.
So out of confusion.
It is an adrian,
he took black socks here. Brown socks here. And he was going.
And
one day. A man was joining He was a pastor. He came here to say it himself. He was joining
Trotro.
And you know,
now him,
the sponge that he used to bath.
The
sponge was when he was picking handkerchief. He picked the sponge. He put the sponge
at his back
like, and he was climbing Trotro. He's a pastor. He came here to say it himself. So maybe. Somebody's words are playing on you. But listen to me. No matter what anyone has said, the word of God is supreme. I said the word of God is supreme. I said the word of God is supreme. Anyone that has declared that over the dead body, before you give that testimony, I am here to announce. I am here to announce. The person who lives and celebrate your testimony and die. We are here tonight. Christian, listen to me. You see, October was leave it.
Now, said,
that was the thing for October. Leave it.
Patina.
Who you believe that you are, leave
it.
And how do you leave it?
Now,
your confession. Your meditation.
Your
lifestyle. The tribe I love so much in Ghana is Ashanti.
I see.
They are my best friends. When I was coming up, look, when you see an Ashanti, we always say they are the problem of Ghana because they are proud. It is true, they are very proud. But not that they are proud. They know who they are. When you meet an Ashanti small boy, they always call themselves Nana. And then you can see the Nanas in them. We went to Israel one time.
Now could be a call Israel.
And when the students had closed.
Now a school for point we know.
We were standing at a place.
Yeah, Jina baby.
The group of us who went.
A cool be a call, yeah.
They had closed.
Pong.
And they went into the temple.
Anymore.
And then they were coming. They had the menorah, the this thing, how do we call it? Here. I've forgotten how they tie it yet.
On their forehead,
where they put scriptures.
On their
small boys and girls.
And
when they saw the way we were admiring them.
They
were wearing black robes and shoes and
beautiful.
They will stop. They will speak Arabic.
Sorry,
they will speak Hebrew. And you hear
Abraham.
When they say Abraham, they went
Abraham.
You know what they were saying? We are the children of Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham and Ma.
Small child.
Abu Frakitwahu.
Child of Abraham.
Abraham Ba.
What can stand that person? No power.
The
devil knows that they are speaking the truth. Do you know that you and I, we are more than the Jews? Because in Christ, we are a different breed. The Jews also need to be born again. As you and I are born again. That is why you and I, in Christ, we must believe what the Bible says we are. You must believe what God said you can become and you can do. Listen to me. In Christ, you are a new creation. And all things are possible with you. Your dreams are possible. Your destiny is possible. Whatever you desire, it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. Challenges may come.
Can see baba dear.
Do you know what challenges mean?
Only I can see no.
They reveal a dimension of God. Sometimes God will allow you yourself to make mistakes. In those you think you are finished.
Now
that the way God will step in. Then you know
a
certain dimension of God.
Oh,
recently, one of our brother's wife had a serious challenge. And I tell you, you need a heart to stand. For about 6 months, only I know with my wife. Because we are pastors. You see him? He looks outwardly very calm. But inwardly, he was going through things. I always go to their side. I will be speaking. Yesterday, he called me to thank me. And I was saying, do you know something? By the time you overcome this, your faith has grown. You become a properly mature man. You know, when we stand there and we talk, you think we are telling stories. You don't know the things we have gone through. Then say, Pastor, now I understand you. I understand you. See, that is why problems come. That is why challenges come. God himself allows them. So that in them, he will reveal a dimension of himself to you. That is the only way you can know God. Look. When God wanted to form a nation, there were 25-year-old young men, 25-year-old young ladies. He could have picked this couple to form a nation out of them. But to prove who he is, he picked a 75-year-old man and a 65-year-old woman. Hey! A 65-year-old woman who has ended her menstruation. The eggs have stopped forming. 75-year-old man. Today, there are some 30-year-old men. Because of excessive masturbation, the thing is no more working. The thing has become flat. Yes, some of them have been coming to me and tell me. Thank God that through communion, some of them, it is waking up. 30 years old. They are already becoming impotent. How much more a 75-year-old man? But listen to me. Because God wanted to prove who he is, he picked a 75-year-old man and a 65-year-old woman and said, out of you, I will form a nation. 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 And who thought that maybe the next year, when he is 76, then you'll be able to do something. When the wife is 66, it wasn't. It took another 25 years. 100 years and 90 years. 100 years and 90 years. 100 years and 90 years. Now God said, I want you to know who I am. Even at 100, you are a father. Even at 90, you are a mother. You are carrying a baby. You are carrying a son. And truly, when God's appointed time had come, Marakato Kalemahanda, Librekekebaya, Balikara, stop condemning yourself. Look, even your mistakes, God permitted it. Sometimes he warned you. But you were not alert. But whether he warned you or he didn't warn you. And you find yourself in it. That is why you are going to see God. That's why you are going to see his dimension. Tonight. As we make this declaration, the Holy Spirit is resetting your mind. Listen to me. The only hope in this world now is the church. And when we talk about the church,
you
know that it's in the church building. You, the believer in Christ, you are the church. You are the only hope. It is because of us. That's why the trumpet has not yet sound. The day the trumpet sounds, even while the church is here, look at the dirty things that are happening. On Sunday, some armed robbers entered the Pentecost church in Johannesburg. And
rob
them.
South Africa. And
then one of our elders, when I sent it, he made a comment, say, Pastor, you have been saying this,
oh. This
is what is going. This is what is going to happen after the rapture.
Never see of humanity.
I've been telling my wife. You see, when we are driving.
Oh yeah, okay.
Then people will bring the hawkers. Oh, buy.
Oh, now come
the name of the city. Buy. Say, oh, hey, come on, no.
Papa, baby.
But let me tell you.
Answer my question.
After the rapture.
Now, oh, some next, you know.
They will not just knock.
Oh, my boy, what is your next?
They will put the pistol on you.
What they?
Buy.
Hey, ta.
Or I shoot you. I say buy.
You see, ta.
Don't miss the rapture.
Anything
that will cause you to miss the check your life. I'm telling you. Check your relationship with God. Whether you are really standing. And make amends. And review your relationship. Don't let anybody's matter bother your heart. Develop a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart. They will do what?
They will see God.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Have a pure heart. Don't hold people in your heart. Anything that worries you, cry to God, talk to God.
Because
Jesus is coming.
If you say yes,
the trumpet will sound.
The
war that is going on in the Middle East.
Israel, no.
It is two things.
No.
It is either setting the stage. For the trumpet to sound. Or
the
coming is going to be postponed a little. Any of these two things. So now the church needs to prepare itself. But before Jesus comes, he's not coming for this weak church like this. He's coming for a vibrant church. A visionary church. A powerful church. A victorious church. And one of the things you need to know is what the Lord is saying to you right now. That who you are. What he says you are. What he says you can do. That's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need the word in us. That's why we need to pray. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. And walk in the Spirit. Something happened today. And when I came, I was telling my wife. I said, you see the reason why we should pay tithe. When somebody doesn't know you,
say obi enimu.
And somebody said, I dreamt.
Na obi kasa me
sodaye. And I saw this name.
And
I saw this number.
And I mean, who's that number we?
And I am calling.
And I mean, friend.
And I think it's like this person is a man of God.
Now I said, or being said, sir, only a kuni and yamanipa.
I say yes.
I say, Annie.
Say, do you know?
I say, we him.
I have sent you this.
May the baby ask my bro.
I am sending you this.
May the way ask my bro.
Now, which human being can do that? How many billions of people do we have in the world? Only God can touch somebody. Only God can touch somebody. Only God can touch somebody. In Germany.
Our Germany.
In Europe.
Our Europe.
In America.
Our America.
Only God. Don't allow the devil to crowd your mind and steal what you are with problems, daily problems. Listen to me. 2024 will be more difficult than
2023.
That is the truth.
No,
things will not be changing,
no.
But listen to me.
Now, hear me.
The word of God in you. The word of God in your mouth. Can cause you to survive. So that you don't feel it. You don't feel it. No matter how things come or things go. Your business will go well. Your health will do well. Your dream will manifest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This time,
Sabri,
my ministry is so limited now. I am just focusing on a few things. And I wish I knew this thing when I was 40 years. I wouldn't have worried myself about many things. I have been a warrior. No. Thinker. I've been
Obia,
a
oh,
but I thank God because He taught me how to pray. Beloved,
I don't know.
If October
so
has been a fresh start, and we're commanded to leave it. How many of you lived it? October. How many of you lived it? How many of you lived it? You see, you don't understand it. You live it.
So
when they check your pressure, did it come down? Because if the Bible says that by His stripes we are healed. And truly, you begin to see yourself as healed. You are not worried again. When they put the thing they used to check
pressure, machine.
How do we call it? The thing, stethoscope. Fine. Is it stethoscope?
BP machine. Is it BP machine?
When they put it there, because you are no more worrying,
and I said, oh, how baby, oh, baby,
the pressure will go down.
Because
now you are living your healing.
So,
how many of you really live it? Who said you didn't worry again? Who said you didn't worry again? You worried a little.
Yes, sir. How?
It doesn't just go like that. But listen to me. We need to train ourselves. Because the days ahead.
Now,
it is a word of God. That is going to make the trick.
The
days ahead, God wants to glorify his name in your life, in your situation. Look, I told you before, Deacon Martin, Daddy Anthony, many of you, you came to
Papa Anthony, you met Papa Daddy Anthony. Martin.
That man, Daddy Anthony,
Papa Anthony.
The late.
Mama Agata.
The problem that the Anthony gave Mama Agata.
Oh, how are Papa Anthony did Mama Agata?
They will be in the church.
Amewa, sorry, mo.
Daddy will drink. Come and stand at the gate, at the door.
Oba mechina po
ano. That ushers, call Mama for me.
Monfre, Mama Mami, Mama Agata Mami.
Mama Agata will just come out.
Mama baby.
Pa! Pa! Before the ushers will come
in,
he has jumped into the car. Pa,
you
just come and slap her. Didn't I tell you not to go to church?
Didn't I tell you?
Mama will get home.
Mama baby, na asante aso.
Mama will just kneel down.
Na wabu kotoje.
And say Holy Ghost.
I say Hong Kong Kong.
Mama like using Holy Ghost.
Hong Kong Kong.
Holy Ghost.
Hong Kong Kong.
Holy Ghost.
Hong Kong Kong.
Daddy will be knocking here.
Na papa na bo bo no.
Say Holy Ghost.
I say Hong Kong Kong.
Holy Ghost. That was all.
Enwa no beka.
One day, Daddy went to check. That time they were in the classroom.
Sabre no more school demo I was through came for.
He went again.
Asan ko bi o.
He was going to do it again.
Asan ko kwa na etasi
bi o. A preacher was preaching.
Na asan pekanika asem no.
And say, if you are here.
Asin say wa ha
today.
And now
you haven't given your life to Jesus.
Over home
you are under arrest.
Oh ya chew kra na da.
Daddy started walking.
Oh fi asin 1952
started walking.
And auntie sir
before they realized daddy was in front.
Asan obe ho na obe di anim ho.
He said, who are you?
I said, one why?
Mention his name.
Abonidi.
Then mama said, oh, that's my husband.
Oh, na mama ka se mi kururu.
Said, you want to give your life to Jesus?
Say yes.
I say
ane.
He knelt down.
Obun kotoje.
Daddy accepted Christ.
Ana ya daddy ji Christ to mo.
When the Holy Ghost hit daddy.
Na I'm not koko eso daddy
for 3 days.
And na mi ensa.
Daddy Anthony was speaking in tongues.
No ka ka sa fofro.
When he goes to the toilet.
Akwa eja na
so. Nobody can go again. Rakata ko to kaya.
Hey make it take.
Immediately he put the hand in the food. Ra.
Abeka we didn't
plan. He didn't plan to fast for 3 days.
It was a night so be come.
But he had to fast.
And so ya come to.
Nothing entered him.
Bibi ko na num.
When immediately they put the food there.
Eja dani so pe.
As he bowed the head to pray. Rakata ko ta.
They
have to pack the food.
I said, "Dear, don't go see baby."
That was Daddy Anthony.
And only Daddy Anthony.
When he got born again.
Onya ofofro no.
From the day Daddy got born again.
Efi da onya ofofro.
The day Daddy misses church.
And that one man sorry peno.
Only two things.
Anyone be no.
Either Daddy is not well.
Say be no home for no.
Or Daddy has traveled.
And I were too kind. And no pe. And home for man sorry.
So why are you worried?
In telling our home.
Why don't you hand over the situation to God? Can you change your husband? Can you change your wife? You cannot. You cannot.
Want to me? Want to
you
me?
Can't.
Want to me?
When I was a young pastor, I thought I can change people.
Because of that,
I've made so many mistakes.
And I'm saying to him, from so
what I know now, I knew then. But I thank God that I don't have pressure still. I would never have pressure. I would never have diabetes. I would never have heart problem. I would never have leukemia. I would never have those terrible things. I will never. Because my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in me. In the same way, you should also not have diabetes. You should also have pressure. You should also carry any disease. Because you are also the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah!
Amen!
Why are you worried?
I don't know how. Huh?
Over things you can't handle. Why are you worried?
I don't know how.
There is somebody who can carry it.
There
is an expert. My husband did this.
Oh, me cry, me
say. My wife did this.
You know what I say?
Who is man?
When you onipa,
that you are mindful of him. And the usher did this.
Oh, now can Jenny away?
And somebody did this in the church.
No, be away.
And the pastor said this.
No,
pastor, so, is the person your God?
Now only an oyo wina kupon.
Why are you allowing yourself to be robbed?
I don't know what my hope can I hear you.
Don't allow yourself to be settled for less. Tonight, our team tonight, we are not coming to tonight's team. Tell somebody we are now starting.
Can't you be a friend if you are you?
All that I have said was the theme of October. We are not coming to the theme of November. Eh?
Yes, November.
Our theme for November
is
remembrance for reward.
I say,
for faithfulness. The month of November, God said, it's my month of remembering my people for their faithfulness to reward them. Just as I remembered
Noah
in Genesis chapter 8 verse 1 to 5. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down. 4. And on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. The waters continued to recede until the 10th month. And on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved,
Adam Funom,
God remembered Noah.
Nyame Okai Noah.
In the month of Marchesvan, November, the Hebrew name for November, the
Hebrew is
Marchesvan.
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 Or Chasvan.
Marchesvan.
Our 11th month is the 8th month.
Na yembosumi duba kone omombosumi watwe.
So November is actually the 8th month.
Beloved, I don't
know. God's spiritual months are from March to October. From March to the middle of November. God's end of year is October. God's beginning of the year is March. That was why God was telling me, those who miss the 100 days, you miss your 2024. You miss it. I was shocked myself. The month of November, everything that happened about the flood and Noah's escaping the flood, it happened in November. So November is the month of escape. It's a month of exemption. It's a month of entry.
It's
a month of elevation.
And
all these things happened to the family of Noah.
Now, Noah.
Beloved,
Adoponum.
As we enter into the month of November,
say
we are here to set up our month. We are here to speak into the month. We are here to create the month. November, in the other side, in fact, the month of Machazvan, in the Hebrew or Jewish culture,
it's
a month of escape, exemption, entry, elevation.
But
our November, the number 11 is not a good number. There are three numbers that are not good. I was born on one of them. When you are born on one of them, your life is full of warfare. These three terrible numbers are 11. These numbers are terrible. If you are born on any of these, you can only survive by warfare.
11.
Number 11 means chaos.
Now, number duba connected say saka saka ye.
It means disorder.
Say inyama entoto ye.
It means rebellion.
Eye eto atin.
It means irresponsibility.
Nia onfan ye juma onfan yama ye juma.
When you go to Genesis chapter 11.
Okomo simedi kai ti duba kwa.
Look at that. It's Genesis 11. Oh.
Eh wow duba kwa.
That was where men rebelled to build
the Tower
of Babel. Genesis
11. And
they started this thing in November
11.
The number means irresponsibility, rebellion, disorder, chaos.
Number
13 also means revolt. Aluta.
Oye basa basa.
Number 30 means aluta.
Oye basa basa.
In 21.
Ene do number akon.
They say.
Adekrona.
They say.
Adekrona.
Let me tell you.
Mame kanchirao.
The greatest satanic attacks happen in November.
Na Satan no tushesu kasiye pa no.
So you see the 100 days. You see when we are ending it.
12
November.
That is when
scorpions are released. It's a month when scorpions, demons, are released into the atmosphere.
Ever a wee
more. In Revelation chapter 20. Revelation 20, verse 12 to 14. Revelation 20, 12 to 14. The apostle John saw 11 things in the final judgment. 11 things in the final judgment. You know, the flood of Noah took place in the month of Chazven.
Now, Noah is hearing a corso, a bosome, Chazven.
Scorpions seek to wound ignorant people.
Now,
scorpions.
Almost on it here, on a warning.
Demons.
Adamoni.
This month, November, is a time to wage war against the scorpion, Satan, that wounds and get wound. I mean, that wounds the ignorant children of God.
Hey, brother, so yes, sorry, na ye ni sa Satan muawe ekwa akopa ye.
November is a mixture. Because the other side is the 8th month.
Now, our
and the number 8 stands for a new beginning.
Ana number in watwe so jina
a new birth.
Awofofro.
But because it is a new beginning,
and I'm saying asase fofro ti,
witchcraft fight new initiatives.
Abeye kutia. You may be a best of fear, several fro.
Witches don't like new things. That's why sometimes we start many things in this church, they don't last, they die. Because there are gentle witches. Outwardly, they look very, very, very innocent. But thank God that we have dealt with them. They can operate again.
Wait to me, any you may be a view.
Amen.
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 It was also the month in which the first covenant was made by Noah.
And no see it.
So it is also a month of covenant. It is a month of renewal. It is a month of building altars. But beloved, tonight, the Lord said, usher them into the law of escape. So tonight, I am here to usher you into the law of escape. May the law of escape enable you to escape every danger, every misfortune, every kind of attack. In Genesis 7:7. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Listen to me. November. You and your family will escape.
When
you
are going to free more,
and that evil that will happen,
and the body be
and that misfortune,
and the body be ever seen, no,
and the flood,
and
that the enemy will project, whatever that will happen on this earth, I say just as Noah, the wife, the sons and their wives escaped the flood in the month of November. Whatever that will happen in your family, at your workplace, in your office, in your neighborhood, you are escaping. I set the law of escape over your life.
Amen.
I set the law of escape.
Amen.
I set the law of escape.
Amen.
I activate the law of escape.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
And the trap that the enemy will set, I say you have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
Every accident.
Oh, Jesus.
Every death.
Linko bahata,
premature death.
Linko koto,
any sickness.
Reketelea,
any attack.
Rababa,
that will be projected.
Linko bahata,
I declare.
Linko koto,
in this house.
Maketea,
there is escape.
Amen.
There is escape.
Amen.
There is escape.
Amen.
There is escape.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped poverty.
Amen. Jesus name.
You have escaped scarcity.
Amen.
You have escaped any kind of robbery.
Amen.
You have escaped miscarriages.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
I said the law of escape.
Amen. Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
Every generational curse.
Jesus' name.
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 By the law of escape.
Uncontrollable.
You have escaped.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
The consequences of every ancestral or generational curse. I usher you.
Jesus.
I usher you.
Amen.
Into your escape.
Amen.
I usher your family.
Amen.
I usher your marriage.
Amen.
I usher your business.
Amen.
I usher your career.
Amen.
Baranda kuse.
Le
breketeke
baranda.
Say, I have escaped.
I have escaped.
Say, I have escaped.
I said, man, free man.
Say, I have escaped.
Man, free man.
Say, I have escaped.
Man, free man.
Say, I have inherited.
Man, yeah, man, yeah.
The law of escape.
Hey, man,
say,
man.
I am back.
Man.
By the law of escape, I don't care what the enemy will project. I have already escaped. I have escaped. I have escaped. I have escaped. Untimely death, premature death, any kind of accident, any wickedness, any trap of the enemy, wherever they are, wherever they are, the spells and the charms of witches and wizards, we have escaped. We have escaped. We have escaped. Your marriage has escaped. Your husband has escaped. Your wife has escaped. Your children have escaped. Your business has escaped. Your career has escaped. Yes, you have escaped. Your office has escaped. Your seat has escaped. Your position has escaped. Your promotion has escaped.
Mankatalabasane, Reketele Bozekete, Rababa, Lebrekete,
no matter what will happen in this nation, no matter the news you hear, the Bible says, only with your ears you will hear, it shall never come near you. By the law of escape, I say it shall never come near you. By the law of escape, it is never coming. Beloved, the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 10. 1 Samuel 19, 10. Saul tried to pin him to the wall with his spear. That was David. But David eluded him as Saul drove the spear into the wall. That night, David made good his escape. Listen to me. Every attack from the camp of hell, every attack from the covens of witches and wizards, any arrow that will be fired, like David, made good his escape. Like the spear of Saul, miss David. By the law of escape, you have already escaped.
Amen.
You have already escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped. You have escaped.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
What does Psalm 68 verse 20 say?
Psalm 68 verse 20,
what does it say? Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Hey, Kamayakata. Listen to me. Anyone here? Anyone here that has been programmed to die, I declare by Psalm 68 verse 20, I say you have escaped death.
Amen.
You have escaped accident.
Amen.
You have escaped misfortune.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
I say you have escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped. Shakata kabayaba. Listen to me. When the names are being shortlisted, for redundancy. That they are going to sack people. Your name will escape. I say your name will escape. I say your name will escape. 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 Shalakata.
Ikota.
Iprokoto karama anda. Ya karama shokoto kape. Listen to me. It is also the month of exemption. It's also the month of exemption. Give me Matthew 17:26. When they were asking Jesus to pay tax, they were asking the disciples to pay tax. Jesus, from verse 25, Jesus started asking them, from whom does the chief takes tax from?
Now, why mo ana on panino adjutant at 20 feet?
You say from the citizens.
I see Ewa Mamma Funimo.
Then here, verse 20, from others. Peter answered. Then Jesus said, then the children are exempted. Are exempt. Jesus said to him, the children are exempt.
And then my friend and Kahobi.
The children are exempt.
My friend and Kahobi.
That's all I need.
The
children are exempt. Say, I, Delali Boita, mention your name.
Say, me, Alex Edu.
Say, I am a child of God.
Be
a say, I am a covenant child of God.
Be
a and as a covenant child of God, I am exempted. The law of exemption is backing me. The law of exemption is what I have inherited. The law of exemption is backing me. I am exempted. I am exempted. Declare right now, I am exempted from all evil. I am exempted from wickedness. I am exempted. My marriage is exempted. My family is exempted. My children are exempted. My health is exempted. My business is exempted. My career is exempted.
I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, I am exempted.
I am exempted.
From generational consequences.
From generational consequences.
Do you know?
When him?
Please sit down for a second. The Lord was just opening my mind to something. The Bible said that I will remember the hurt. Is it the sin of the fathers to the... I'll visit the hurt.
Yeah.
To the, of the fathers.
Dead
and fourth generation. Do you know that everyone here falls into that? Your great-grandfather, is the second generation. Your father is the third generation. Your father is the third generation. You are the fourth generation. Everybody sitting down here, you are the fourth generation. What? Third and fourth generation.
I see near Tosso Miensani and nine.
So when God says, I will visit the sins of the fathers, eh?
I see Obesra, a gentleman bunny, Ako, I want to answer to
the third and Miensani
and nine.
I will visit.
Obesra.
That's why some of you are still suffering some things. Thank God that Jesus has come. And nullify all that. But the devil still use that against us. And because he knows that we are ignorant. Say, by the law of exemption.
By the law of exemption.
Satan and his agents.
Satan and his agents.
They have no right.
They have no right.
To task me.
To task me.
For anything.
for anything.
Satan has no right.
Satan has no right
to take anything from me.
To take anything from me.
Because
I'm
a covenant child.
I'm a covenant child.
And I am exempted.
I am exempted.
Declare right now.
I am a covenant child. Say by the law of exemption. In the month of November, none of this should be found in me. No sickness, no disease, no curse, no poverty should cross over with me into the month of November. November is also the month of exit. You are coming out. According to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 23. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. Listen to me. I declare into your life that by the law of exit in the eternal covenant, I exit you. Amen.
From poverty.
Amen.
I exit you.
Amen.
From any situation in which you are right now.
Jesus.
I check you out.
Amen.
I check you out from that situation. I check you out from poverty. I check you out from trouble. I check you out from any conspiracy. I check you out. I check you out. Any grave that has been dark for for you.
Jesus.
In that place, your picture has been sent. In the shrine, in the altar, holding anything of you, I check you out. I check you out. By the law of exit, I exit you right now. I exit you right now. I exit you right now. I exit your dream. I exit your destiny. I exit your prophetic word. I exit your expectation. I exit. I exit. I exit your picture. I exit your identity. I exit you. I exit you. I exit you. I check you out. I check you out.
Beloved, examine yourself right now. Any challenge in which you find yourself, you are going to take some steps out.
Say,
by the law of exit, in the eternal covenant, I exit singleness. I exit barrenness. I exit singleness. I exit loneliness. I exit something right now. I exit poverty. I exit this situation. I exit this condition. Declare right now. Take a prophetic action right now. Exit right now. Exit. Exit. Make sure that problem. So by the law of exit, I check out. I come out. I exit. I exit my family. I exit my husband. I exit my wife. I exit my children. I exit my business. I exit my career.
Libro Kotoyanda Rakabalekete Yande Makatorobosiata Rakabalebe Yande Makatalabasaya. I exit, I exit.
Check out, check out.
I exit, I exit.
Check out, check out.
I check out.
Check out right now. Check out. The Bible says, come out of them.
I check out.
Shalekara.
I check out.
Exit that sickness. Exit that disease. Exit, exit. Exit, exit, exit.
I check out. 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 I check out.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Once again,
if you,
I need to say this. I'm sorry. By the grace of God, this whole building is surrounded by cameras.
The camera. And then for ni abubo hunyina.
16 years a camera.
Idea boy phonia edition for my shed.
They are all over. So don't take advantage. Of picking what doesn't belong to you. The camera will catch you.
And yeah.
Anybody the camera catches. The last time the camera catch an elderly woman in this house. Because the person is like my mother. So I can't do anything. But thank God that the camera, I mean, settled the issue. All over from the car park, the top, my office, everywhere. Sometimes we need to announce these things.
Say,
I exit.
Exit.
Say, this situation.
This situation, I exit you.
I check out of you. By the law of exit. In the eternal covenant. I check out of you. I check out of poverty. I check out of mediocrity. I check out of mediocrity. I check out of mediocrity. I check out of loneliness. I check out of poverty. I check out of delay, stagnation. Yes, I check out of this disease, this sickness. I check out of this pain. I check my business out. I check my finances out. I check my family out. By the power of the eternal covenant, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We are left with two more to declare.
November
is also the month of entry.
It's
the month of entry. Genesis chapter 6 verse
8.
The media, you have read it now. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Is that Genesis 6:8? Oh, then I miss it. Okay, I will get it. Give me Exodus
12:23.
When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame. And will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. He will say, by the law of entry,
no destroyer
in my life.
In my life.
By the law of entry.
By the law of entry.
No destroyer in my life.
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 Please give me Deuteronomy chapter 1.
Verse
38 and 39. By your assistant Joshua, son of Nun, who enter it. Encourage him because he will lead Israel to inherit it. And the little ones that you said will be taken captive. Your children who do not yet know good from bad, they will enter the land. I will give it to them and they will take possession of it. The word we are looking for is enter. Because it's the month of entry.
Say,
I am entering.
I am entering.
Say, I am entering.
I am entering.
Say, I have entered.
I have entered.
Into my desired place.
Say,
by the law of entry.
By the law of entry.
I enter. Declare and enter somewhere right now.
I enter my breakthrough. I enter my celebration.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
By the law of entry, that is in the eternal covenant, I usher you into your glorious realm.
Amen.
I usher you into the realms of acceleration.
Amen.
Into the realms of speed.
Amen.
Into the realms of honor.
Amen.
Into the realms of prosperity.
Amen.
Into the realms of favor.
Amen.
By the law of entry, I declare right now, I usher you any door that remains shut against you by the law of entry. I command that door to open right now. Open right now. Open right now. Open, 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 open. Clap your hand right now. Command that door to open.
Let's look at Psalm 118, verse 19 and 20. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter.
Amen.
My God, this is just a sight. Say, I enter.
I enter.
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 Say, I am there.
I am there.
Say, I am there now.
I am there.
Say, I am there now.
I am there.
Say, I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it. I am in it. I am in it. I am in it. I am in it. I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
I am in it.
In Jesus' name,
lift up your heads, you gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors. that the King of Glory be coming. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory be coming. Who is he? This King of Glory, the Lord Almighty, is the King of Glory. Say, by the law of entry.
By the law of entry.
I enter.
I enter.
And I am there.
And I am there.
I enter.
I enter.
And I am there.
I am there.
I enter.
I enter.
And I am there.
And I am there.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know something?
When it be?
I am going to shock you.
I'm a man who heard you.
We'll be going to Ephesians chapter 2 verse
13.
But before we declare Ephesians 2:13 for November, everything we are declaring. Look, if you know what I'm saying, it's just manifest. You see, when we are declaring, there are arrows that I don't know, you know, torchlight.
I said,
when the police people are
when
they are stopping in the night, they are making their torch like that. That's what is happening all over. When we are declaring, it is making like this.
I said,
it is making like this. That's all. All over the place. So it means the word is taking effect.
And it just Duma.
But do you know?
Asunim.
What? Race, fine. The race of light. But do you know something?
I don't know, baby.
If you can see them, demons are outside there.
What do you mean?
They are laughing.
Almost three.
Do you know why they are laughing?
Only two almost three.
They know that all you are saying is just from your mouth.
Okay, if you are not keke.
Very soon when you come out, you are forgotten.
So
they are laughing.
It's almost three.
Everything you are, there are arrows that are flying like
this.
Demons at the camp, they are there. They are just laughing because they know the moment you leave here, everything you have declared, you are forgotten. This is our problem. Look, when any situation comes up,
say,
come on!
I say, hey!
I have exited. I have escaped this situation. Run from you! Get away from me! That's how you speak. Because you, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3. Ephesians 2:13. What does it? There must be a TV here in that place. What's happening to you? But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Say, that which is far away from me,
that which is far away from me,
it has come nearer to me.
It has come nearer.
Say, I am near it right now. Give me verse 18, Ephesians 2:18. Give me verse
18.
For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Say, through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I have access.
Into
the course of Yahweh. The course of possibilities. I have access into the court of possibilities.
In Jesus' name, amen.
The last declaration. The law of elevation. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. Please, give me 2 Samuel 22:49. 2 Samuel 22:49. The same is found in Psalm 18:48. Psalm 18:48. 2 Samuel 22:49 is repeated in Psalm 18:48. 2 Samuel 22:49. Who sets me free from my enemies? You exalted me above my foes. From violent man, you rescued me. The same is found in Psalm 18:48. Give me Psalm 27:6. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Give me Ephesians 2:6. Ephesians 2:6. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Look, by the law of elevation, I command you
ourselves
to rise up.
Amen.
Into greatness.
Amen.
To rise up.
Amen.
Into prominence.
Amen.
By the law of elevation, you are lifted right now.
Amen.
From your current position,
yes,
from your current situation,
amen.
There is a lifting in the house.
Amen.
There is a lifting in the house.
Amen.
There is a lifting in the house.
Amen.
There is a turn around.
Amen.
There is a change. 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 Shakata kaba. I am elevated. My position has changed. We are beginning with the communion right now.
If you are senior ready, then this is here.
Whilst you are coming, I just said the voice. No one in this house will lose his job or her job. no one in this house will lose the contract. Whatever I have put into your hands, you will never lose it. You will never lose it. This is the voice I'm hearing right now. Whatever I have put inside your hand, you are not losing it. You are not losing it. Even though it may appear as though you have lost it, you haven't lost it yet. You have not lost it yet. You have not lost it yet. Shakalaba karaba shanta kabaya. Alaba karaba kata kabaya. Alaba rakata kaba italabasa. Alaba rakata. Anyone that is competing with you, anyone competing with you in anything, the Lord says, the person who experiences another thing, the person who experiences that there is a force, that there is a finger of God, 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 a finger of God.
There is power in the blood.
Obia enye bia na Please, if you are here, you have not been saved. Please.
Raise your hand. I am Ruby.
We are crossing over.
We
are exiting and entering. Look, every month is an empty month. The best God can do for you. He has given you the sun by day. He has given you air to breathe. He has given you the moon and the stars by night. He has given you the earth to walk on. He has given you life to live. That is all. What you want the month to be. How you want your day to be. You must use your mouth to speak into
it.
That's the power of words. Your mouth was not only given to you to eat. This mouth is for creation. You create. You speak. I told this young couple in Australia who had been worrying me. Midnight. Della.
Della.
Smoker is calling me Della. Della.
Della.
And so, and this, and that.
As he say.
I said, look.
Is it there?
Put the pillow. Is it there? No.
I see your hand now. See there.
Put your hand on the pillow right now. Put your hand on the pillow. Tell the pillow how you want him to behave. Tell the pillow. Say it to the pillow. Why he sleep?
Say it.
After doing that.
Listen,
when I was doing that, then the Holy Spirit, I should anoint his shoe. So should I do it? I say, go ahead. Now look. They are traveling to recreational places. They are always showing me pictures. The other day when he was showing me pictures, I say, hey.
Now
not only picture you should show me. Not only pictures. Send me something also.
I also for baby Subabra.
Say it works. Say it works. Say it is working for me. Say every declaration you are making. It is working. 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 It has started.
Hey.
Say, I leave the cup. This is the cup.
When you grow up,
please, everyone online. We have a lot of congregation outside there.
You
US, Australia, Denmark, UK, Qatar, Oman, where? All over.
Germany,
yes. My brother Autry and the family are in Germany. Ethiopia. Mata is online. All over the place. Canada, yes.
Canada.
So, do the same. As for Cote d'Ivoire, Burkina Faso, they are all there. Togo,
Benin.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
This is the cup.
This is the cup
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
This is the cup.
This is the cup
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
I eat and drink.
I eat and drink.
For my escape.
For my escape.
For my exemption.
For my exemption.
For my entering.
For my entry.
For my elevation.
For my elevation.
In the month of November.
In the month of November.
I eat and drink.
I eat and drink.
For my escape.
For my escape.
For my exemption.
For my exemption.
For my entry.
For my entry.
For my elevation.
For my elevation.
In the month of November.
In the month of November.
Declare it right now. Declare right now. I eat and drink.
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 For my escape.
For my escape.
For my exemption.
For my exemption.
For my entry.
For my entry.
For my elevation.
For my elevation.
In the month of November.
In the month of Karika November.
I have escaped.
I have escaped.
Every shame.
Every shame.
Every disgrace.
Every disgrace.
Every delay.
Every delay.
Every delay.
Every delay.
Every stagnation.
Every stagnation.
Shakali ma'a.
Barata
kabaya.
I have escaped.
I have escaped. Every trap, every snare, every misfortune, I have escaped. In the month of November,
every misfortune,
every accident,
every premature death,
I have escaped. The spells of witchcraft.
The charms
of witchcraft.
I have escaped.
Satanic
incantations
and invocations
against
any aspect of my life.
I have escaped.
Declare right now. My womb has escaped barrenness. My womb has escaped barrenness. I've escaped loneliness. I've escaped miscarriage. I've escaped Shakali Baka. Yes, I've escaped. Yes, I eat to escape. I eat for my escape.
I
eat and drink for my exemption.
I eat and drink for my entry.
I eat and drink for my
Kabayakata.
Elevation.
For my elevation. Libro koto yanaya, rakaba libro koto, rakaba baba. For my exit,
I eat and drink.
Entry.
To enter that door,
rakaba libe.
To enter that door,
to enter that door,
to enter that door, I enter that door,
I enter that realm,
the realm that only few people can enter. I enter, I enter, I break the door open.
I enter,
let the ancient gates be lifted right now. I enter, I enter, and possess, I possess what belongs to me.
I enter the rep, I enter the rep, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter. Mankata Labazande, Rekabale Brokoto Yandaya, Yanderi Makabrade, Rekatele Basande, Libro Koto Yandara Baba, Yanderi Makabrade.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say by faith,
I receive.
The broken body.
The broken body. I receive.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I eat to escape.
I eat to escape.
I eat for my exemption.
I eat for my exemption.
I eat to enter.
I eat to enter.
I eat to exit.
I eat to exit.
I eat for my elevation.
I eat for my elevation.
By faith.
By faith.
I eat.
I eat
in the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat right now?
My agent, I eat.
I see 7 ladies here. An angel is brushing your face. 7 ladies, I can't see your face.
The angel is just brushing your face. And I was asking, what does it mean?
He
said, I am removing the evil covering. I am removing the evil covering. It is still going on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is not showing me their faces, but I'm seeing.
Ladies.
Say by faith.
I say, oh, Jiri,
I drink the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Moja.
The blood of the eternal covenant.
Moja,
I drink to escape. I drink for my exemption.
I drink for my entry. I drink for my exit. I drink for my elevation.
By faith.
I drink.
The blood of the eternal covenant.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I drink.
To escape.
For my escape.
In the month of November.
For my exemption.
In the month of November.
For my entry.
In the month of November.
For my exit.
In
the month of November.
In the month of November.
Wait. For my elevation.
For my elevation.
In the month of November.
In the month of November.
I just said right now.
But this is here.
Anything of yours that has been blocked.
Ah, yes,
anything of yours that has been blocked.
Ah, yes,
I see it released right now.
Amen.
I see it released right now.
Amen.
It is released by fire.
Amen.
I can hear the sound. And the angel is telling me.
Is
the sound of a mighty wall
that
has collapsed. A mighty wall has collapsed. A mighty wall. Wall of separation. Wall of division. Wall of hindrance has collapsed in somebody's life. In somebody's life. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is saying, somebody is sick here. The person has taken a lot of medication, but nothing is working. The wall that is blocking your system from responding to that medication, that wall has been uprooted right now. It has been uprooted. Your system is beginning to change right now. Say by faith,
I drink.
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we drink right now?
My name is Sabri.
You know what to do. Shalaba karama shanta kabaya. Epa karaba shanta kabaya. Epa karaba shanta kabaya. Iprakata kabayakata. Ila baba. Give me Psalm 124 verse 7. Yes. We have escaped like a bird from the foulest snare. The snare has been broken and we have escaped. Somebody here has escaped. I say somebody here has escaped.
Amen.
You have escaped.
Amen.
Listen to me. Some people are going to start looking at you in a way.
And
when they are looking at you in a way,
the
meaning of that looking is, it's a look of regret. Because the trap they have set for you, all that they realize, the trap is behind you. The mountain they set before you, all that they can see, the mountain is behind you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Let it